In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Lost and found, I just wanna be by your side. If these wings could fly, oh, down these walls, in a moment we're 10 feet tall. How you told me that after it all, we'd remember tonight for the rest of our lives.
F104 Select Irish and Sarah Fitz is a Dublin busker who just released her latest single, and she joins me now in studio. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for popping
in. No problem.
And doing that gorgeous cover of Birdie.
Yeah, it's one of my most popular ones on the street and I love doing it, to be honest, yeah.
So what is it like to do covers then?
I think, well, when I first started busking, it was definitely quite intimidating doing covers because for me anyway, I kind of found I was trying to replicate like the cover instead of doing it in my own way. So I think now I definitely enjoy it a lot more because I'm comfortable and I kind of know my sound in a sense. Yeah. So there's great support with it though. Like we have all these YouTube videos online and like people get involved, people from all over the world, stuff like this. It's really enjoyable. Yeah.
How long does it take to find your sound?
Well, I started busking when I was 16 and I'm about to turn 19. So I think for the first year, it was really just me trying to become comfortable in the street and that sort of thing and trying to, in a way, like your voice kind of determines your genre, I feel like. So at the start, like if the covers I was doing were pop songs, I was trying to sound like a pop star, but I'm not a pop star. I'm just like a little Irish girl, basically. So I feel like it took the first year to really get comfortable and, finding my sound, as I say.
Why did you decide to start busking?
I've actually never been asked that. Oh my God. Well, I've always done singing and a bit of songwriting and I've done piano since I was 7. So that's my main instrument. And then from the age of 12, I was doing like songwriting courses with Music Generation. It's run by Dublin City Council. Mm-hmm. And everyone in that has actually gone on to do something with music. Like it's really nice to see. And I had a couple of friends who as well growing up, I would do like songwriting with, and they started busking, and it was always something that I'd like looked into doing. Like I remember watching the videos of people that I'm now friendly with online and like asking them how they got into busking and stuff like this. And then eventually when I finished fourth year that summer, I was like, right, I'm just getting my license, just like see what it's about and that sort of thing. And then I just went and I started doing it. And at the time I had another job, I was working in Centra, but by 6 months later, I didn't need that anymore. And now I'm just busking like full time for money anyways.
That's amazing, because you're out there today as well, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm in here during my break.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. I love that. So when you get into busking, what was it about that that surprised you? Was there anything that surprised you that you weren't kind of ready for?
I think the whole dynamic of being a young girl in the street, and I'm very driven and like self-motivated. I don't need my parents to come in with me busking. Even when I first started stuff like this, I was buying my own equipment, making my own timetable coming in and stuff like that. So I think it was a bit intimidating then to see how people perceive me on the street. Mm-hmm. And starting with videos going up online and seeing like comments from people so much older than me, stuff like this. Like, nobody's saying bad stuff, but it's just an odd like age dynamic.
Yeah.
And it kind of like plays on your mind, like, why is this happening? Mm. Yeah, that's the only really difficult thing. And then the likes of odd Dublin antics on the street, that sort of thing. Yeah.
See, that's the thing, because you are out on a public street. Yeah, yeah. So you're kind of up against everything mm-hmm. that's there as well.
Yeah. There is a great community though, like all us buskers. Yeah, we really, everybody knows each other. And even today I'm here and my gear is there safe. Mm-hmm. Like,
and you know it's good.
Exactly. Yeah. Or we'll say, like, we talk to each other about who is playing when. There's never really any disagreements. Like, obviously there's rules we have to abide by, but we manage to like move around them with what suits each other, that sort of thing.
And it is amazing, and I've kind of noticed that over the last couple of years the community has gotten really tight. Yeah, it's really it is nice.
And people are always coming and going as well, like even people that have stopped busking since I started, I would know about them and we might like follow each other online, this sort of thing. And if you have a gig coming up, they're posting it, same with like new music, everything.
Amazing. It's nice. Yeah, nice support, it is. Isn't it? Yeah. And you've just released your new single.
I have indeed.
Heart Dance.
Yes.
When did you start to write your own and get your own music?
I've been writing music like literally since I was maybe 8 years old.
Okay.
But obviously that wasn't serious music. That was like silly little like imaginary lyrics. But yeah, the first time I got a bit more serious with it was when I started those courses. So when I was about 12, 13. And we did a bit of recording with it then, and it was nice to collaborate with other people there. So we kind of formed little bands. But this song I recorded over the Christmas break. Mm-hmm. I wrote it last summer. And yeah, I have so many more like songs written, but it's just trying to get them recorded and put the time into all of that is really what takes up the bulk of it. Yeah.
So did you enjoy the process of it then, going into studio?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's really like enlightening to see how to do it, because this is my first time being in a studio and actually seeing the whole process and being part of it and the production as well. So I feel like now I'll be able to kind of take what I've learned and produce my songs in a way myself. Like, I'll be able to record it at home with the equipment, know the kind of procedure that I should be doing as opposed to making it up as I go along.
Because you did do that with your first
single. Yes, I did, yeah. And that was like in my room over the course of like 4 months during fifth year, like just when I had time off. And then somebody did a little bit of mixing and mastering on it. But again, I had just recorded it like with my mic and an iPad at home. So
to be able to do that is amazing. And being able to have that control over your own music as well.
But it takes so much time. That's the one thing. Yeah.
That's the only thing. Yeah. So what's three things people need to know about you?
Let me see. Okay. I do something completely separate to music in college. This always surprises people. I study biomed.
Amazing. Which is,
yeah. So I could end up in the biomed field or the music
singing
field.
Along or both.
Exactly. What else? I feel like maybe that my music Instagram doesn't really portray me. So that sort of thing. I feel like I kind of hide my personality a bit because of what can happen online, that sort of thing. So I feel like people should know that they see my music. They don't really see me, that sort of thing.
Seen part of it.
Yeah. And I'm quite an exploration girl as well. Like, I live up in the Dublin mountains and I love like going on my big hikes and walks up there and just going to lots of new places. Yeah.
What is one hike that you've done that you've enjoyed?
Well, I live like on the foot of the Dublin Mountain, so I'm constantly going up to Tiknock, Three Rock, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Up to the Gap, Glen Cullen, like that's where I went to primary school. So it's all kind of tracks I know.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So if people want to keep up to date with everything you're doing, where's the best place to find you then?
Probably my Instagram is at Sarah Fitz Music, as is my TikTok and my YouTube, but they're just more so for videos. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my Instagram's the main one.
Now we're going to play the new single. Yeah. Would you like to introduce it for us?
Yeah, so this is called Heart Dance. As I said, I wrote this song last summer and I think it's pretty much about like the anxiety that can come with not knowing how other people perceive you. Maybe someone you fancy, but like, you know, you both feel this spark. So yeah.
Yeah, excellent. It's Sarah Fitz on FM 104.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.